rid of the choking utterly that might be causing us to lose the Word of God. But wait just a minute. This isn't just about air or oxygen. This is about the Word of God. Now, you may be breathing just fine, and you think everything is well. You're enjoying the things of the life. But perhaps you find yourself gasping in your spirit. It's kind of amazing to me that a starving or a gasping spirit, a spirit being choked, doesn't seem to fight in the physical sense, because it's a spiritual thing. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust for other things have put the chokehold around the spiritual neck of God's creature, mankind. And they work ever so methodically to choke out the Word. But not just any Word. God's Word. We're talking about the words of God Almighty. The very sayings of God is how this word is translated. Now, what can you think of that's more important to your physical life than air? Practically nothing more important than oxygen. So what is the most important thing to your spiritual life? Isn't it amazing that folks so often say, I just can't read the Bible. It doesn't make any sense to me. Or, it's boring. Or whatever. A sure sign that the choking is happening. Folks, this isn't about some religious practice. It isn't about some denominational bias or preference on how you like to worship. This is all about life. The pneuma of God, the breath of His Spirit, imparted not just to you, but in you. I think each one of us needs a spiritual Heimlich every now and then. Each one of us needs to get the breath of God into us by His Word. God promises it. Isn't that great? He promises if we'll spend time with Him, He'll spend time with us. It may take a few minutes to get into it. For some of us, it may take an hour or more. For some of us, it's a life pursuit. But the more time we spend with Him, the more time we get to enjoy Him. Now, I've had the privilege of going to Hawaii a couple of times. And when I go there, I love to go snorkeling. The thing about snorkeling, though, it's really just on the surface, isn't it? And because I can't hold my breath for very long, I can't do what is called a deep dive. I mean, I can take a breath of air in and go under the water a few feet. I can chase a few fishes around. But very quickly, I got to come up for more air. Maybe we should stop snorkeling through life, only being able to stay under the surface. Maybe we should consider the joy and the majesty of spiritual deep diving. Maybe we should try and figure out how to wear a spiritual aqualung and be able to go under into His realm for longer periods of time. Now, I know my illustration has limits. I can see minds already turning about this, but I think you get my point. If we just play on the surface with God, we only enjoy a very little of Him. If we want to dive deeper into His Spirit, we will discover more and more of His riches. Yesterday, as we were driving out Hartwick Road, we came just around a little turn by our house, and standing right in this little pasture was a brand new, well, two brand new baby deer. And they were, I mean, they were only this big. And the mom was standing there, they were trying to nurse. It was spectacular. The stock car just stopped. I had to just behold God's creation. And so often we just fly by the highway and we don't notice God's creation very much. And during this shutdown, we've had a lot more time to try and observe, you know, nature and the physical things of the planet. I've been hearing people talk about how the air quality is improving and the rivers are clearing up and there's less trash. There's been all kinds of positive things we could attest to not being out there making the place so bad. I wonder if we're learning anything. I wonder if we're getting beyond the surface at all. I wonder if we're willing, even willing, to do a spiritual deep dive with God. And a sure sign that the word is choked out of you if you said, nah, I don't need that in my life. I believe in God and that's good enough. I know where I'm going when I die and that just is a sweet by and by. That's all good for me. But don't you want the breath of life? Jesus is here to give it to us. His word is here to revive and to restore and to refresh. Every time we remember him in the sacrament of communion, we are gasping a bit of spiritual air. So why just wait for this time? Why not learn to stop gasping and start breathing in the life-giving Spirit of God, the Word that he brings to us as often as we will partake? Start with the Gospel of Mark, if you want, or any of the Gospels, or any of the letters of the New Testament, or any of the epistles of the New Testament. Or can you breathe it? The book of Revelation. When was the last time you tried to suck in the majesty of that word? That'll give you some spiritual oxygen right in a New York minute, I'm here to tell you. People have been talking about the book of Revelation ever since it's been brought to us. We have books on the shelves wider than this that are all telling us how the Word of God has been speaking to them. I've read the book of Revelation many times, and I do not consider myself an expert, but I love to read it. I love what it does to my spiritual senses. I love the way I start thinking about things to come. And it's not so much about being right or being correct. It's about breathing in the excitement of God. If the cares of this world, if the deceitfulness of riches, if the constant pursuit of other things has choked out the Word of God in your life, then submit yourselves to a spiritual Heimlich this morning. Let him squeeze you enough to spit out those things and open your spiritual airways. Dear ones, this morning, consider yourselves spiritually Heimlich. Say it with me. Spiritually Heimlich. You can do it. God bless you. Have a great week this week. Pastor Skip out. All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming.